One of the newest marketing features in Floristware allows you to run fundraising programs for various charities, nonprofit organizations, and other worthy causes. We're really excited about this one. We think it's a great way to increase your sales, raise your profile in the community, and generate some money for some really worthy causes. Another great thing about this program that we think florists will really appreciate is the fact that we're trying to take one of the most annoying aspects of owning your own business and turn it into a positive. Here's what I mean. You should also remember that the donation is not calculated on all sales, and it's not calculated on certain items within sales. Just like with points, we are only going to make the donation on sales when payment is made at the time of purchase. If they're charging the sale to an account or deferring payment, it won't be eligible for the program. We also don't calculate the donation on service or delivery charges. These are typically low-margin items that you can't afford to give anything away on. The next consideration will be choosing your partners. Floristware makes running these type of programs very easy, but that doesn't mean you want to be running 100 of them simultaneously. You want to focus on the ones that you think could pay off. Remember, the whole idea is that the organization is going to see this as an opportunity to make money. Because of that, they are going to promote it aggressively to their own membership. And hopefully, the membership will then go out and promote it to their friends, driving new business to your store. You need to choose partners that you think are capable of that, that have a network to distribute that message. So how do you choose a good partner? Well, let's think about it. You want to sell them flowers, so we want to choose an organization that has members that are likely to buy flowers. If their members are of a demographic that is not inclined to buy flowers or is not inclined to buy flowers from your area, from your store, it's probably not a good opportunity. The best place to start is probably with an organization that you're already involved with. Earlier we mentioned Little League. If you're involved with them, you will already know something about the organization. That's going to give you a head start. You know who to talk to. You know what's important to them. You understand their priorities. That makes it easier for you to get the ball rolling. High schools are interesting. Every spring, high schools go around trying to solicit money for their yearbook committee or prom fund. Are these good opportunities? It's hard to say. Most of the students are going to have to buy some type of corsage or boutonniere for the prom. So if you think that you can get them on board and have them promote the program, they might be a great partner. Then again, they might be terrible. Typically, high school students don't buy a lot of flowers. That one's going to take a lot of work. You're really going to have to talk to the students involved and make an educated decision. What other organizations might work? If you belong to a local church, that could be a really good bet. Sports teams could also be good. Any time where you have a committed membership who will promote your program, you're looking at a good potential partner. You also want to be careful that you don't cannibalize your existing sales. Here's what I mean. Earlier on, we used the Little League example. If you're really involved with Little League, perhaps most of the other parents in Little League are already purchasing from your shop. If that's the case, you may not want to promote a program of this type. Don't get me wrong. If they're buying from you already, you know that this program will raise a lot of money. And that might be something you want to do. However, it could be argued it's not a great business decision. These people are buying from you anyway. All the fundraising program is going to do in this case, essentially, is cause you to contribute a certain percentage of the sales that you would have already had to the organization. Like we said, if that's something you want to do, that's great. But understand that the main focus of this feature is to create new business, to drive new customers to your store. One of the most important decisions to be made when running programs of this type involves the size of the contribution. the percentage of each sale that you want to set aside for donation to the organization. Now, we mentioned that you can have multiple programs running at the same time. You can also have a different percentage for each program. The example that we've been using is 10%. That might seem high, but in this case, it's really not. Most marketing people would suggest that you set aside 3% of your gross sales to spend on advertising and marketing. Keep in mind that that is purely speculative. You spend that 3% never knowing if or when it will pay a dividend. In this case, you are paying for performance. You are only paying when you know that the program has worked and actually bought you a sale. 10% is reasonable. The other thing to consider is that you need to get the organization excited. If this is going to work, they have to see the opportunity, the possibility to make some real money. Only then will they promote it aggressively to their members and the community at large. If you offer them 2 or 3%, it's unlikely that they're going to get very excited about it. 10% is probably the minimum that will get them interested. You can certainly go higher. The amount of the percentage will depend on a lot of things. It will depend on the length of time for which you want to run the program. It will depend on your enthusiasm for that cause, for that organization. Perhaps most importantly, it will depend on the margins in your store, how much you can afford to give. Like we said, this is not the time to be cheap. If you want to get the organizations behind this, if you want them working for you, you're going to have to be generous. You should also remember that you're doing a good thing here. You're raising money for what are hopefully some really worthy causes. You should feel good about that. And don't forget, you're going to get a charitable receipt for that too. At the very least, the contribution you will make will be able to count towards marketing expenses. This is a powerful feature. There's a lot to think about. You need to plan it carefully. But we really believe that it can do an awful lot to improve your sales.